Welcome back to the podcast. I am joined with my friends Rico and Michael.
Hello.
So the million-dollar question is, have you guys watched or finished Stranger Things?
Who hasn't?
I mean, I already did finish it the day it came out.
Yeah, when did you finish it, huh? Just recently, huh?
Like 2 days ago?
Damn!
I wanted to take my time and enjoy. Actually, no. I actually wanted to finish it the day it came out, but I was waiting for my girlfriend so we can watch it together.
Okay.
Oh, boo-hoo.
If anything, you're trying to say that you can't enjoy and watch it all in one sitting. Or is that what you're trying to say?
Yes. Because you really can. You can binge watch it, but like, we waited, 3 years to watch season 4? Like, it's gone like that. Now we gotta wait, a couple more months.
Who has their phone on, eh?
And we gotta wait, like, just one more month to see volume 2. And after that, we don't know how long season 5 is gonna take.
So technically, aren't we already taking our time watching it?
Well, no. Because we're finished with it.
No, because it's technically not over.
I mean, I guess.
So.
Well, no, we finished volume 1. Just like Guardians of the Galaxy, it's volume 1, volume 2.
Hey, you want to know something about Guardians of the Galaxy, actually? What? So, real quick. So, you know how, like, the colors, like, on the logo of Guardians?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the first one was, like, brown, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and the second one was blue. Uh-huh. Okay. So, they basically tease about... they basically tease about who's gonna die in the movie. So when the logo was brown, it was Groot. So when the logo was blue, it was Yondu. Wait, so it was like blue and red.
So what's the logo now?
It's gray.
But so, it's gray.
But there's no Guardians Gray's 3 yet.
They announced Guardians 3.
It's gray.
It is gray. The artwork is already.
Ooh, Drax is dying.
No, we don't know if it's Drax or not. It could be Drax or it could be like another Guardian that they recruited. Mantis is not gray. She would be like green, like a dark green.
But anyway, moving on from Stranger Things, from Guardians of the Galaxy, Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Who's your guys' favorite character?
God damn it.
God damn it, Luz. So my favorite character in Stranger Things, it has to be, Freak.
11.
Who's your favorite character, Michael?
Steve the Hare Harrington!
That was not me. Shut up, Efren.
See, that's your favorite character in every season.
I know. Do you say that about... No, I think really my
just
favorite...
Just because of his hair.
Yeah.
Because I mean, if you say his hair, I have no interest.
Not even that. Like, his character development has been amazing as well.
What do you mean? He's still a fuckboy.
No, because he...
He has not changed. No, he's still spanking on Auntie's dick. What's new? Tell me what's new about him.
Don't be a
wannabe.
He's
more heroic. He's more caring. The fact that he lost his, power... That he had in high school. Because after high school, he's been getting with no girl.
So what's your point?
My point
is... That's not character development. That's called a sad reality of post-high school.
I just like him. Whatever. It's not too deep. What's your favorite character?
My favorite character would have to be either the new character, Chrissy. Or Max. Max is honestly an elite character, and Sadie Sink is carrying with the acting. My favorite scene was when she when Dustin was trying to recruit for Dungeons and Dragons, and
she was being sarcastic.
She had me.
Yo, me too, because I thought they were like best friends.
Yeah,
but I guess not.
And the way she just walked away, like she didn't give a fuck. Like that's
well, I mean,
energy right there.
Well, what do you call it? I mean, Lucas kind of ruined that friendship for everybody in the group when
honestly,
they dated.
Lucas hella fucked them up for a little bit.
Yeah.
Just for what? So he can be in the same team as Archie Andrews?
I mean, but if you think about it, like, Will and Elle left because they had to leave.
Yeah.
You know, they went to California and, like, the whole group just split up.
Are we going
to
forget they forgot Will's birthday?
Yeah, we are going to forget that.
And if not even just that, we forgot it was Will's birthday, too.
Because who remembers people's birthday? Like, there has been no birthdays mentioned besides Will's.
It's because they really didn't make it that significant either. Like, it was just a thing that happened. They didn't even address it. His mom even abandoned him on his birthday. His brother got high and forgot about him on his birthday. He saw people die on his birthday.
Well, now that we're talking about Stranger Things, we know it takes place in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like the 80s has been one of the most popular decades that everybody wants to live in.
Sure.
So... If you guys could live in the 80s,
well,
how would you live in the 80s? Or let's say you did live in the 80s. Like, how would you act? Or
honestly,
you be a person?
I think I would either be in a rock band or a groupie.
No, you probably are a groupie. You would probably be a groupie.
The only reason why I would say I would be a groupie is because I am a groupie today. So.
Oh, dear God.
I think that's where I would be.
Uh-huh.
those like rebels. Oh, Michael. Just rocking out in Michael's garage, listening to like Motley Crue or some shit. Right? That's 80s?
80s? Motley Crue?
Motley Crue's, yeah. Motley Crue's in 80s.
What about you, Michael? What would you be doing? Smoking some crack out of some bitch's bow or what?
Why do you guys think about that for me?
Because you always talk about it.
No, I don't. Okay, anyway, no, I think with me, honestly, it's the 80s. If it was like 81, I'd probably be, or 1980, I'd probably be out with like on the Sunset Strip with Motley Crue, like before like they ever got famous. Motley Crue. Because honestly, like, if you hang out with
this guy... If he's going to know them, he's going to meet them in the 80s.
I'm gonna meet them in the 80s.
Honestly, if anyone's going to meet Motley Crue in the 80s, it's going to be Michael.
No shit. Or, like, any rock band for that matter. Like, a lot of them are... the majority of them I listen to are from the 80s. Just thinking about that. And then that background noise. I don't know what the hell that is. No, but, I mean, like...
Michael, what's your favorite part of the 80s?
My favorite part of the 80s, really? Oh, man. I think
whatever. Yeah,
Shout out to the 80s.
Anyway, no.
Good bitch, 80s.
I think my favorite
you
time
bitch.
I think my favorite so part rude. Of the 80s.
She's 80.
Who? No,
if you think about it, yeah, it's the 1980s. She's 80.
Who's 80?
Anyway.
The 1900s.
Oh god, okay. Anyway, no, so my favorite part of the 80s is probably just, like, the music. Like, that's... And then, like, the video game era.
What's your favorite song?
Video game era.
From the 80s.
Favorite in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a couple.
No, better than the video games.
No,
there was video games.
No, it was mainly, like, arcade
games. No, we had the classic Nintendo. We had the classic Nintendo. That's what we had in the 80s.
Yeah. Like I said, hey, how'd you feel? Like, okay, you know, I was 8 years old, right? And I was in my friend's, my neighbor's house.
Uh-huh.
When her dad came up to me and was like, hey, they're making a DS with a camera. And I was like, no way, bro. No way. And they had a DSi.
What was that about the DSi XL, whatever it's called?
Yeah, when it first came out. And I was hella buggy. And I was like, there's no way. Like, only motherfuckers in China are going to be able to play that shit.
Oh, it was the DSi.
Like, I thought it was, like, something that was exclusive, imported, like, only the Nintendo headquarters and the surrounding villages around there are going to get the new DSi. But that shit, isn't that, like, so crazy? Like, how... The DSi and probably like the first iPhone blew our minds, and now we're here with like the iPhone
what? 13, yeah.
Well, yeah. Supposedly the 14 is gonna come out this year,
and then next you can start taking. Well, technically, you can start taking selfies with PlayStation with like little like
with the camera with like the Kinect from the Xbox 360.
Yeah, where it tracks your movement and stuff. Like, isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy?
It was funny how like how long Nintendo has come from like from the 80s to the 90s to the 2000s. Like, honestly, the 2000s, that's when we got like the Wii. And like, you guys remember the Wii?
Yes.
Of course.
Who doesn't remember the Wii?
My brother.
Sorry, good bro.
I'm kidding. Nah, like, what was your favorite game on the Wii?
Mario Brothers.
Bowling. Because there was just like one little thing where if you landed on top of like the stick, you could hit like the secret button, like if you hit it.
Yeah, like by Wii Sports, you mean?
Yeah. If you throw the ball in the Wii Sports bowling and like right on the edge, like there's like a button, secret button that you can click, and it like makes like a big explosion, and you get instant strike.
Oh,
I'll have you to YouTube that.
No, I used to do that shit all the time.
I'll have to YouTube that because I have the console hooked up.
Well, anyway,
house.
Moving on from the Wii, back to the 80s.
Weed.
80s. You know, like our parents. I feel like our parents. Well, my parents, at least personally, they were like the ages from Stranger Things, like Nancy and Jonathan, and like the kids. That's how old my parents were in the 80s. So they lived the 80s, and they lived what everybody wants to live.
This is what we were talking about last time too, like how our parents are like living time capsules.
Exactly.
And how they've pretty much lived through that entire, from the era of like having to play outside for entertainment to like literally being consumed by your phone.
See, but the difference is with my parents is that they lived in the 80s in Mexico. And TJ, they never lived the 80s. I mean, I guess, like, going
what's
to school here and there. Different culture, different country.
Yeah. I wonder what it was like in Mexico in the 80s.
Well, it probably not that different, because, like, my parents still crossed every day to come to school here, but, like, they didn't really live here. They spent most of their childhood and, like, teenage years over there.
Also, too, like, back then, it probably wasn't, like that big of a deal, like how it is now, like, when people cross over.
Oh, yeah, no.
They probably didn't shut down the border as much as they do now.
The whole border thing became a big deal after 9/11.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the 80s was definitely more expressed in last season. especially with the mall. We got to see a lot of like
100%. They did more like culture.
Definitely
like,
a lot of the trends you get to see at the mall.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I think this season's more heavily based on darkness and like a lot of like the psychological writing behind everything. A lot of psychological plot. And I don't know. Did you enjoy the twist in the last episode?
Oh yeah, you know the one was Vecna.
Yeah, but
it all makes sense though, because now like if you rewatch all the seasons or the tickets that I've seen, like everything finally adds up and everything is making sense.
Yeah, because it's like you remember seeing Barb like sitting by the pool and then what's his brother's name? Will's brother.
Jonathan.
Yeah, Jonathan. He I forget that name sometimes. So when he's taking pictures and he develops them, he sees Vecna like just standing over.
Well, no, it's actually a Demogorgon. It's not
no,
Vecna
it, yet. No, it looks like him though. Like when you see it, he has the face and everything. That doesn't look like the Demogorgon. Because the Demogorgon is not that tall. Look it up. Look it up after this.
I'll see after him.
Sorry, what was the little debate you're having right now?
That supposedly in season one, when Jonathan is taking pictures of Barb, it's Vecna. It's not. It's the Demogorgon.
Well, it's because Vecna did say that he did kill Barb, remember?
Yeah. But he didn't... He didn't kill her.
He did, though.
Vecna didn't really kill her, because...
Well, technically, we don't know what killed Barb, because technically it was just something that came out of the portal.
Yeah.
So, it is safe to assume that it could have been Vecna.
Right.
Because, also, he did admit to killing her. Hmm. Well, not really, actually. Because he was like... I feel Nancy, like, do you remember who you killed? I remember every single one.
I feel like there's a lot of plot holes. Like everything makes sense, but there's a lot of plot holes in things.
Look at you contradicting yourself.
Whatever, man. That's why like you can't look too deep into it. Like, just enjoy the show.
I like the show. Honestly, it just seems like Vecna. It looks like Vecna was the one that created the mind warp or whatever it's called.
The mind flayer.
Yeah, the mind flayer. Right? He's the one that made it.
No, we don't know. We think. That's what we think, but we don't know. But enough of Stranger Things. You know, shout out Stranger Things. You're a good show. We're waiting for volume 2.
There's still so much to uncover. I can't wait for Hopper to see Eleven again.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great, exciting moments that we're waiting.
Dude,
for.
When Hopper and Joyce reunited, I wanted to cry.
Ah, I was like, man.
I felt that. I could fathom that feeling of just like thinking somebody was dead, and then they're not dead. Like that feeling of just like, oh really, my god, really. and also anger and frustration, like I didn't have to deal with loneliness, you know, like you were here, you were alive, but also it's just like, it's like acceptance, but also like you can't accept it,
right?
I don't know.
Well, while you guys were watching Stranger Things, did you guys like get this feeling of being nostalgic, or did you guys get nostalgia during this, like watching Stranger Things in general, like not season 4, like, did that spark nostalgia with you guys? Because it definitely sparked nostalgia with me so much.
In what ways did it spark nostalgia for
you? Yeah, like to you.
One of the nostalgic moments, like, when I was watching Stranger Things, I was like, first of all, when I saw this show, like, I guess season 2, like, when I watched throughout the seasons, it made me appreciate the previous seasons more, and, like, when the time that it came out in, I was like, oh my god, like, what was I doing when the first season came out, the second season? I wish I could go back there to that time and enjoy what was going on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then it just starts with, like, those thoughts, and those thoughts lead to something else, and it just snowballs from the nostalgic moments.
I think the first season was more nostalgic for me just because they were, like, kids riding their bikes, and also, like, just staying out late. And also, I think, like, the idea of, like, parents kind of making it feel like it's simpler times, like, where you just don't have to worry as much. But, like, growing up for me in my neighborhood, it was very much like that. And I kind of liked that vibe. And I think that's what really made me gravitate towards Stranger Things was the first season, was because, like, that could have happened to me. Like, as much as I, like, really put into thought, like, I was out there with my friends riding my bikes, like, exploring, being a kid, when, like, doing things that I probably shouldn't have been doing, like, that could have been dangerous.
Honestly, I think we were all right? At that age where we were just doing something dangerous and weren't supposed to.
I think that's what made it really nostalgic, was just that innocence, is just like doing something so innocent and just being almost arrogant to the dark, to the world being like dark. I think that's what made it nostalgic. But it also made me feel like, damn, like, I think that's the reason why I also gravitated towards it. It's like, damn, like, that could have been me, that should have been me. Just kidding. What? But like, I don't know. You know that Justin Bieber song?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just like, it could have been me, like that person who like was out late irresponsibly, whose parents were just like, oh, it's simpler times, people don't get finessed. And then I get finessed, you know?
Yeah.
I think we all do.
Right? Yeah. I don't know. But you know what's crazy? How like Will became like the whole focal point of Stranger Things, and then now by season 4, like the recent season, he's like the forgotten character.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's okay. Some friends forget to play Dungeons and Dragons, and some forget your birthdays. You know.
No.
Yeah.
We should play talking about games. We should play Fortnite.
No, we should play Continental.
Hey, I saw you got on the other day. No.
Oh, you know what we should play? I want to play Warzone. Have you played Warzone?
I hate Warzone.
No.
Warzone's kind of cool.
If I want to so garbage to that game, that
if I want to play Warzone, it's like
we should play. Like that has some kind of good.
We should play Fortnite and then Warzone.
Honestly, like I'd rather play Fortnite over Warzone because like it's battle royale.
I can play Fortnite, but Warzone like that has like no cap like.
Shout out Fortnite, shout out Warzone. But anyway, so like, yeah, so nostalgic moments, like, dude, I've had so many like existential crises like through nostalgic moments. It's like, bro, like time is only moving by faster. There's like nothing we can do to slow down time, and everything that we should have appreciated, like, we took it for granted during that time. Because that's why we get nostalgic, because we look back on when time was better, and we didn't really appreciate it for what it was worth until it's gone. So that's why I think now in our everyday lives, we should appreciate every single moment, every single day, because mm-hmm. we're gonna lose it. The only thing we're gonna have is the memories, but we're not gonna have the day anymore.
I think I also mentioned to you also that sometimes when you're living such, you know, a great life, one that maybe not the best life, but one that you really can't afford, like you can't really complain,
yeah,
you kind of lose sight, your perception, you lose sight of like what's really a really privileged life and a life that has like a lot of hardships.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like most of us who probably feel like the little inconvenience is like the end of the world really don't forget like what's around us, what we can appreciate, our privileges, even if it's not like Kim Kardashian's lifestyle.
Right.
And we definitely, I feel like most of us do have a lot of things that we can appreciate for rather than just something that we can easily let us tick off, you know, like make it seem like, oh, if the rest of my life didn't piss me off than this did, you know, like at the end of the day we should just like take a step back and really like put ourselves into perspective of
Michael,
like,
what are you doing on your phone?
I'm not on my phone, I was looking something up real quick.
Uh-huh.
Like sometimes people don't like to compare other people, but sometimes I feel like it's necessary like to put yourself in other people's shoes to really humble yourself, honestly.
Period. That part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes like you probably think you have it hard, but honestly, you probably just have the easy way. You just don't really see it. You really, like, I know I'm speaking from experience. Like, sometimes you just have to, like, put the work in and you realize that you'll be grateful for what you did, yeah. for what you have.
So, as a tip of advice or a tip to for anybody that is listening, appreciate every single day that you have, no matter what. I always appreciate every single day. Because you're going to lose it one day, and the other thing you're going to have is either a wonderful memory or a horrible memory. So we always want to have wonderful memories, and let's appreciate every moment that we have.
That's true, because I think all, like, the wonderful memories, not all of them, but, like, some of them that I've had are always the ones where, like, I'm always hopping on COD with you two and then Steven, a friend, mm-hmm. or, like, whoever else would jump on COD. We're always grinding zombies to like, 1 or 2 in the morning, like, yeah, on Fridays. Or, like, any other game. Like, I always treasure those memories because, like, we always talk shit. We always used to, like, talk about, like, what was going on in our lives or, like stuff that was going on in school. And I feel like that was, like, our own, like, version of the news. The only difference is because, mm-hmm. The only difference is, like, with us, we can, like, swear, curse, or do whatever we want. But on the news, you can't do any of that, even though like kind of comes out like by accident sometimes.
Yeah, I think so, and I could just say that, like, and I know this is like totally like weird, like from Stranger Things to nostalgic to video games, like it's just like even common things that we like live through every single day that would just spark nostalgia or spark like, oh my god, I remember like the good days, and like that's where it came, like. What is it? It's from The Office, right? Is it like the character that says, I wish I would have known we were in the good days before we left the good days.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot who it was.
Yeah, it was the guy that comes out in The Hangover. He said that.
Oh, yeah.
In The Office.
See, as beautiful as that quote is, and as deep as it is, I think that if you were to know that you were in the good days, and you know when the good days end, I don't think you would have enough time to, like, really, truly take it all in.
Yeah.
But, like, you would just be counting down the days until it's over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I know what actually you're talking about. You're talking about Ed Helms, right?
Yeah, that guy, sure. Whatever his name is.
God.
But, you know, with that being said, you know, is there anything that else you guys want to share before we...
Good days are the good days because you don't know. They're the good days.
If I had a dollar for every time you said good days, I'd be rich.
I think we all would be rich.
Michael, you?
Honestly, just like to me, like good old days probably to me was like always like when I was in high school with all you guys, and we would always watch like The Hangover or like Kevin Smith movies or whatever like that. Every time we'd watch The Hangover, I always be like, okay, like this and that, like you guys are this character because like we always portrayed like that sort of like act in a way. Like Rico, to me, sometimes you're like Alan because you're like a fucking liability sometimes when you're in high school.
Okay. I'll take it.
Yeah, you're like Stu for some reason.
Who's Stu?
Stu?
Stu's the guy that goes missing, no?
No, you're...
No, Stu's the dentist.
Yeah, Stu's the dentist.
How am I the dentist?
Why is that... Yeah, honestly, because, you are the square.
Yeah, because at one point he said he wanted to be a forensic scientist. And
wow.
So, like, yeah.
Michael, you have the randomest connections, honestly.
Yeah. Anyway, so enough of Hangover. The best
enough of Michael's thoughts.
Exactly. We're gonna have a segment called Michael's Thoughts, and we're only gonna give you 5 minutes. Shout out. But anyway, I think all I gotta say is enjoy nostalgic moments, but don't let them get to you, and don't be so caught up on the past because you also have a future to look forward to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So with that being said, you guys want to plug anything before we leave?
Subscribe to the podcast.
The other thing I want to say is just check out the MI20s Instagram and just click the link in bio. You know, that's it. That's all I'm gonna say.
Feel free to leave us any feedback or questions. I believe there's a section within. Like, usually where the Genius lyrics are at, it's just a question you can put in for us.
Yeah, there usually is.
Yeah, just swipe down and leave a question.
Any kind of news we'll have, one of us will probably post it up on our Instagram page.
Mm-hmm. Pretty soon we'll have, hopefully, a video version of our podcast along with the audio. We're working on production for that, but as of right now, please enjoy the audio clips. Give us some feedback, even if it's not positive. We enjoy... all the funny criticism.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like for like our first season of this, I feel like it's just going to be audio, and then maybe second season. Like if we also too, like if you can, we have like a donation pool thing where if you donate to us and like we can have better equipment to record, and we can actually shoot videos and everything without having to use our janky phones, because honestly, video quality can be good on our phones, but in some cases, like this, it can't be really that great because of the way we have things set up.
Yeah, so with that being said, in my 20s, out.
Deuces, Medeuces.